Welcome to the A to Z Roofing Podcast. We're all about treating our customers like family, and today, you're part of our family. Now, here's your A to Z team.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to episode number one of the A to Z Roofing Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeremy Wolf, and I am joined by none other than your hosts, the A to Z team, the creators of A to Z Roofing. We have Adrian and Christine Zulo. Guys, how you doing today?
Doing good. How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good morning. It
is Monday, and I am ready for an exciting week. Exciting week. Productive and exciting week for sure. So what I always like to do, by the way, congratulations on this, your very first episode of your very own podcast. How does it feel?
Thank you. We're excited. Yeah. It's the first time we're doing anything like this. So this is new for us, but it's exciting.
It is going to be a very exciting journey. That's for sure. So why don't we start off with basics here? Tell listeners that don't know a little bit about A to Z Roofing. Obviously, name implies you're a roofing company, but please talk a little bit about the types of services you offer, residential, commercial, and then maybe the backstory behind the company, how you guys got started.
You, me.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just very simple family run business. I started it 18 years ago. I was going through the fire academy at the time and decided to take a leap of faith because I was working for a contractor at that time. And I'm like, you know what? I feel like I can do this better. I can provide better service and good quality work to our customers. And then, 13 years into the business, my wife, who was a PA at the moment, a physician assistant, I asked her to quit her job to join the company. And, I used to have a lot of free time on my hand, and she's so organized that all my free time is gone.
What's funny is he said 13 years ago. I guess it seems a lot longer. It's only been seven.
No, 13 years into the business.
Oh, into the business. Yes. Gotcha. Okay.
So then, and here we are today.
Yeah.
Anything?
No, that's it.
Pretty simple.
So in the business for 18 years and 13 years in, so what about, you say 5 years or 7 years ago, roughly, you guys started?
Yeah, 7 years ago.
Okay.
I want to ask you this question. What was the most challenging thing or the most challenging part from branching off, working for somebody else and then going out and taking the leap of faith and starting your own business and then kind of pulling your wife into that and creating a family business?
So I've always been someone that's always have worked for myself for the most part. I mean, I started my very first business as a 10-year-old, right? My next door neighbor.
Wait, you waited until you were 10 to start your first business?
Right.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Well, it was kind of forced upon me. I grew up in South Florida, first of all, and I was raised in North Lauderdale. And my next door neighbor at the time comes up to me and he goes, I'm going to buy you a lawnmower. You're going to cut my grass for free, but you're going to go around the neighborhood and ask everybody if they want their grass cut. So I'm like, okay, why not? So he bought me a lawnmower. I cut his grass for free and I started knocking on doors. And before I knew it, I had a good clientele list where me pushing the lawnmower around the neighborhood went from my neighbor actually building me a trailer to hook up to my bicycle to pull my lawn equipment around. And then from there, it went from me purchasing a golf cart as a 13-year-old to hook up my trailer to pull my lawn equipment around. I mean, this golf cart was incredible. It had 210 subwoofers in the back, little low, high speakers in the front. Actually had an alarm system to go beep, beep, and the old school brick pull-out radio so no one can steal my radio from the golf cart. And I've always liked the idea of working for myself from that point on.
So you guys are doing residential and commercial roofing in – throughout Broward County? Do you do the Tri-County area? Where do you serve?
We're mainly Broward County, or all Broward County, and then South Palm Beach. We have our state license, so we can work anywhere in Florida, but those are the areas that we like to concentrate because they're right here in our local, in our backyard. And, you know, we are expanding a little bit more into the North Palm Beach area. We've been doing a little bit more of like the Wellington, Jupiter areas lately, but mostly South Palm Beach and Broward.
So husband and wife duo, I actually used to work with my wife in the business. And I think the dynamic was she was the brains of the operation. I was more of the front man, the bronze. Is that, or the brawn, I should say. Is that kind of how the dynamic works with you guys as well?
Yeah, like I said, before she was with us, I would golf and fish three times a week. Now I golf and fish three times a year.
No, I think we just complement each other. We had a good friend of ours who worked with us briefly, and he's in commercial real estate, and so actually helped us get our office here, our warehouse in Coral Springs. And he said it best, we are yin and yang. You know what I probably bring to the table and what I succeed in, my strengths are his weaknesses, and then vice versa. His strengths are, you know, some my weaknesses. So I think together we really complement each other really well.
I agree.
So clearly you're both very busy. I mean, you just said you get to play golf now and fish three times a year.
Yeah,
you guys are running a successful business. I know you have children. What's the motivation behind doing a podcast? Please, why are you guys doing this?
Mainly to get ourselves out there in the community, in our neighborhood, educate the customers, the homeowners on what's out there. South Florida is known for shady contractors, getting misinformation, and it's saturated down here. You know, there's a lot of different companies that you can choose from. And so I think the main thing is just, as a homeowner myself, I like to know what I'm going into, even if it's not a field that I'm necessarily educated about, and have that information and that knowledge with the company that you're going to choose, with the material, the information that's out there, because there's so many different things that go into, especially in the construction world, where anybody can say anything. And if you don't know a roof or plumbing or electricity or anything like that, you kind of have to take their word for it and believe what is being told to you. And I think it's more important now for homeowners to be informed and understand what they are investing in their house, in their home.
Absolutely. Well said. Yeah, I mean, there's so much information out there now. There's also a lot of misinformation out there. I think it's always important if you can get a look under the hood and actually get a chance to meet the owners of a business and learn a little bit about them and their backstory. I think it just kind of makes things more comfortable for the consumer. And obviously education is key across the board. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to add to that, Adrian?
Yeah. So, you know, you had mentioned that we do have kids, and what I have noticed over the last couple of years, our kids are super active in athletics in Parkland and Coral Springs. And what I didn't realize was, you know, with coaching with the kids or just being on the sideline with the kids, meeting other parents and families, when, you know, we're around them all the time, and then we show up to a game with our shirts on, they're like, oh, A to Z Roofing, you guys work for them. And they're like, no, we own them. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So we don't realize how much is not known about us and how we are the face of the company. And that is, there's a lot of people that we know or we meet along the way that do not realize that we are the owners of the company. So this is good just to get our face out there as well.
Yeah, community is so incredibly important when you have things in common with your community member. I was just at an event here in Cooper City for Eat to the Beat. And I go to all these events. Obviously I take pictures for the magazine and I introduce myself to everybody. And it's amazing the people that you meet there that you didn't even realize they're your neighbors, your friends, business owners. And it's so important to get out into the community in an age where everybody's kind of plugged in digitally and nobody kind of gets out anymore. It's so important to do that for sure.
Yes.
So, well, guys, look, I'm excited to be on this journey with you to learn all about what you do and what you have to offer. So looking forward to it.
We are excited too.
All right. And thanks, listeners, for tuning in. And we will catch you on the next episode of the A to Z.
See you later.
All right. Everyone, thank you.
Care. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of the A to Z Roofing Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of roofing and that you're leaving with valuable insights and ideas to enhance your roofing projects. For more information, visit AtoZRoofingExperts.com or call 954-22-ROOFS. That's 954-227-6637.